You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
So, I'm in a weird place, Scott. I'm in a very weird place professionally because things I used to love, I'm starting to think, I don't know if I love them anymore. Those two things, and you know this, they are things that I loved. One, artist renderings.
Yeah.
Artist renderings.
They're great.
Artist renderings make everything look like Xanadu. Like,
yeah.
What a perfect set. Oh, that's perfect.
Idyllic.
The problem is then the real thing happens and everybody's screaming, where's the Red Wing logo? And that on the roof.
The top of the,
That Detroit sign looks nothing like the Hollywood sign, right? I mean, people get disappointed because the artist renderings show one thing and then in reality, you know, I mean.
Where's that guy selling gelato outside the stadium?
Yeah, you know, I don't see any kids ice skating between hay bales with a fiddler outside of LCA. I mean, you know, it's just, it's artist renderings are cool, but they don't reflect reality. I don't have cotton candy right here being handed out free to small children. And the other thing is trade proposals.
Probably a good thing.
Trade proposals. Because the first one is yes, a thousand times yes. That is, but now people are going to say if it doesn't happen, they should have done that deal.
Right? Yeah.
You mean the one that Bill Barnwell just came up with in his head on ESPN? And so you sent these, and I'm like, okay, what Barnwell is proposing is never going to happen. Ever. Go ahead and tell the people what he proposed.
So the Detroit Lions would talk to the Cincinnati Bengals and acquire edge rusher Trey Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lions also would acquire a 2026 fourth round pick. That's the part that, come on, man. The Bengals would get a 2026 second round pick.
Okay. So let's think about this. The Bengals will get, they'll convert their fourth round pick into a second round pick. And Detroit will get Trey Hendrickson out of this deal?
Right. I don't know what to tell you.
Let me just say, Bill Barnwell is, you know, I mean, that's cool. That's really cool. If I were in Cincinnati, I would be livid. Okay, Hendrickson for a second round pick alone is something that I could see being the best offer they get. But that's to imply that nobody else who's likely to pick ahead of Detroit in the second round would offer a second rounder. That means the highest, it's quite possible that the highest other offer they would get is a third rounder. But them having to throw in a fourth round pick seems crazy to me.
I agree, and yet I guess you look at it, how many other teams have cap space to acquire Trey Hendrickson for the rest of the year?
Well,
even though it's prorated, yeah, but I mean, it's, yeah, it's a lot of money, and the Lions do have that space available to them. And then the teams that would acquire them are going to be teams that are in the same boat as the Lions, that they're likely to be really good playoff teams. So if you're looking at how good is that pick going to be, it's all going to be roughly in the same spot.
Additionally, if they lose them to free agency and they get the compensation, that might be a third round pick. I mean, I don't know if this makes any sense whatsoever, but God bless Bill Brumwell if he's right. But he's not done.
No, he's not done. He is doubled down, in fact. He has another trade in addition to Trey Hendrickson. The Lions talking with the Dolphins, where the Mammals would land a fourth round pick in 2026 while giving up their seventh round pick and the rights to edge rusher Jalen Phillips.
Okay. Now, so let me get this right. Detroit, who's acquired an extra fourth round pick, he wants both these deals done. So Detroit acquires an extra fourth round pick from Cincinnati, then takes that fourth round pick and gets Jalen Phillips and a seventh round pick.
Now, Phillips is realistic to get because he has been oft injured. Mm-hmm. He's healthy this year, but he's been oft injured, and I could totally see him being traded for something like a fifth round pick.
So the net of this is Detroit gives up one second round pick and gets Trey Hendrickson and Jalen Phillips.
Right.
And a seventh round pick.
Okay. You don't think that's realistic?
And so, again, if I'm in Miami, if I'm in Cincinnati, I'm like, what the hell is in it for? Like, why are we doing this?
He says it would hurt the Lions to trade multiple draft picks for Hendrickson and Phillips on the short-term contracts, but they would be in a position to recoup some of those selections later on, given the amount of money they'll need to spend over the next 12 months to keep their young talent on their new contracts. It would be a surprise if the Lions were heavy spenders in free agency this upcoming offseason. Hendrickson and Phillips should both be in position to garner Detroit compensatory picks in the 2027 draft. I mean, this is what's crazy about this, is it not only is it a sweetheart deal for the Lions.
Yes.
That the Lions would then let these guys walk to free agency and then acquire compensatory picks for them for the 2027 draft.
Right. And Detroit's takeaway with this would be no second round pick next year. That's it. That's all they'd be giving up. Because they acquire an extra fourth, then trade a fourth for Jalen Phillips.
And they get a seventh.
So they basically swap a second for a seventh and get these two edge rushers. Now, would I be happy? I would be ecstatic.
Of course.
But this is the artist renderings of trades.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, and by the way, is this a top need for the Lions?
Well, at this point, I don't know. I mean,
well, I think it's a safe to say no. Not the top thing for secondary. The Lions.
I mean, we're going to invariably get the call. You know what helps the secondary is a pass rush.
It does. No, yes, and
you know what else helps the secondary is secondary.
Having healthy guys back there is probably the best way to do it, and that's the route that I would look. I would look directly at you know, corners from teams that are going to be out of it. You know, we keep hearing that Reek Willen's name out of San Francisco, out of Seattle, that he's available in trade, or that, okay, and he's mentioned one of these trade proposals, but it's with the Eagles. But that's where I'm looking. I'm not looking necessarily at defensive end. Now, if that offer is if you could get Trey Hendrickson for a second round pick and you acquire a fourth round pick in addition to that, yeah, of course. But Kang, that's not realistic.
Kang, what do you make of all this?
So Barnwell, he's usually pretty good. And he's thought out. He kind of digs deep usually. I would say it'd be kind of unlikely, right, with these scenarios, and I would be all for it. Well, I'll leave the door open and cracked a little bit, as in this, guys. There are times, it happens in every sport, where the end result of a trade, you're like, that's all? Right?
Yes.
And I think Trey Hendrickson might, and I say might, be on that trade, you know, borderline where you're like, that wasn't that much. I still stand by. I think the Bengals aren't going to trade him because I think they're very, you know, look, they just went and traded for Joe Flacco and it worked for one game or whatever, right? I think they're very reluctant to give up on the season. But if he does get moved, I don't think it is for a first round pick. Now, of course, the Lions are going to have a late second round pick, and that's the issue here. So I think it is an early second, mid to second round pick, but yeah, I don't think this is likely.
So here's the weirdest thing. If you had said at the beginning of the season, the reason the Lions won't win the Super Bowl is because of Joe Flacco, you would say, what? But if Joe Flacco gets traded to Cincinnati and wins enough to keep Cincinnati from moving Trey Hendrickson to Detroit, and the Lions, that missing piece that could put him over the top, Trey Hendrickson, doesn't come to Detroit because Joe Flacco brought that team off the mat and actually upset Pittsburgh last night and keeps them from making moves. Yeah. The Lions don't get the missing piece and don't win the Super Bowl because of Joe Flacco.
Crazy.
The world is a crazy place.
Well, I mean, it's a world where the Ravens are 1-5 in that division.
Also crazy.
That's crazy because they're tied with Cleveland for the basement at 1-5.
That's another reason why they won't give up.
I know. It's becoming abundantly clear that they probably won't, and that they could be, like the next two games I mentioned earlier, they're against the Jets and the Bears. Both games are at home. So the Jets, I mean, the Jets are 0-6. Cincinnati's probably feeling pretty chesty that they can beat the Jets. And then the next game's against the Bears. Now, the Bears are in a little bit of a heater here. I think they won 3 in a row. But the fact is that they're still the Bears. But if the Bears fall to them, then it's two wins and it's a 5-4 record going to the trade deadline. And if you're Cincinnati, how could you possibly trade Trey Hendrickson? It'd be the same, but I mean, it's the same thing with the, yep, with the Tigers, right? With Skubal.
Yeah.
Do you trade a guy that is integral for you getting to the postseason?
Well, only if you're getting back guys that also will help you get to the postseason.
Doug, don't we have a lunch bet with Gator on the Trey Hendrickson bet or
yes,
trade?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said he was going to get traded.
All right.
And we said no.
He'll get traded.
Yep. Dude, I think at this point, the Bengals are more likely to call the Lions and see if they can buy from the Lions. Do you have any spare parts that we could use? Linebackers.
Go fish.
Zach Cunningham.
Hey, let's make an even swap. Zach Cunningham for Trey Hendrickson.
Okay, Bill Barnwell.
And I want your fourth round pick.
See if they'll throw in Jamar Chase. Tucker Scott.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Anderson, 97 on a ticket, 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. This is the time to go get your big name. Detroit sports are overdue for winning a big free agent. Let's get some New Jersey in our closets. Let's get some New Jerseys. Oh, God, he capitalized both those. And I'm like, the state? Let's get some New Jerseys in our closets.
Sauce Gardner's coming to Lions?
No. Oh. Can someone please explain to me why the Tigers, the Oakland A's, why are the Tigers the Oakland A's these last few years? The Tigers should not be a cheap organization. You know what's funny? Kang and I were talking about the cheap tag. There's this middle ground that you want to be. You don't want to overpay anybody, but you don't want to be considered cheap. So you start balancing these things. Right now, the Tigers have one player that can be argued as overpaid, and that player was maybe their best in the postseason. So maybe he's not overpaid. When you overpay someone, people get so pissed. But when you're not doing more, people get pissed. So there's a sweet spot, and they could do more, and I hope they do more.
Well, I think it's a little unfair. The Athletics had payrolls in the $60 and $70 million range. The Tigers are expected to have $130 before they hit free agency.
So are you saying this person exaggerated?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Let's get back to your phone calls. Joe is next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Joe.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Awesome.
I was just calling about the Hendrickson article on ESPN. I remember coming across that, too. And I think it was called, correct me if I'm wrong, like trades that need to happen before the deadline.
Yeah.
And I remember reading that first one with Hendrickson thinking, yeah, that absolutely needs to happen. Like, that would be great. As a Lions fan, but then I clicked out of it because it was just such, you know, clickbait nonsense in the sense that why would they give up so little for Hendrickson? And, you know, I've been looking at it like with Micah Parsons, for instance, you know, and I understand that there's an age difference between the two.
There's a huge difference, but one thing, Joe,
go ahead.
I always think if we're doing the show in Cincinnati, if we're doing the show in some other town, do I look at this and go, yes? No.
You know, you look at it and you go, what the heck are we doing?
Exactly.
You know, oh, they would be so angry. And, you know, I know there's a big difference between the two with Parsons, but just one point to that is, you know, I know Hendrickson's 30 years old. Parsons is a young kid. He's got a long career ahead of him. And, you know, the difference between the ages in the NFL is huge.
Yeah.
But, you know, Hendrickson, the past 2 years, still has 17 and a half sacks. It's not like he's not a dude still. And he can still give you great production in the league. And, you know, especially if you're in Cincinnati and you see Parsons goes for, what was it, 2 first-round picks or something like that, you're sitting back going, why the heck would we give up, a fourth and Hendrickson for a second-round pick? I just thought it was just utter nonsense and just one of those that makes for good talking points. And, you know, but I just thought the article was just so funny that right when I read that, I didn't even get to the second
Yeah, that was the other thing.
And on top of that, go get Jalen Phillips, which is actually a realistic.
It probably name to go is, after. But the funny thing about it is that has that whole scenario of all the trades, the Lions would walk away with Trey Hendrickson, Jalen Phillips, and a 7th-round pick for a second.
Right, and the first one being such a joke, I didn't even get to the one that would, like you guys mentioned, is much more realistic of a possibility for us to pull off. I mean, you know, and hey. I hope he's right. I cannot stress that enough. Like,
I'm
if
with
that
you,
happened
brother.
To be the case,
no, I'm
more
with you.
Power to that scenario.
I'm with you. But
there's just no way.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Look, it's great to be in this position. Really credible NFL team. Doing a lot of things really well. I was sitting down there in the office yesterday, and Valeni was talking about how he thinks, I don't know if he said it for the air, and he likes the Lions this weekend because the Lions don't mess around. And I'm like, think about the world we're living in. I still am in awe that they are this credible as an NFL franchise. And I will celebrate it all the time.
Yeah, the turnaround is amazing. You want to see them win it all. But, I mean, the turnaround leads me to say they finally got it right. They have the right owner in place, the right member of the Ford family. She has surrounded herself with the right brain trust to help advise. And then they went out and got the right coach before they got the right GM. But they were of the same mind. And that's what's best for this franchise moving forward. And they've done an amazing job at completely rebuilding the organization.
Okay. We started the show with a story. And I guess, you know, I want to find out if anything's being said out there in Allen Park. And we're about to go out there and talk to the Birchie kid. If you've been with us for all 3 hours and 22 minutes here, God bless you. You're awesome. If you did miss the first hour of the show, you missed a story that percolated overnight and into today, because NFL Films does something in conjunction with ESPN called Turning Point. Turning Point, you know, they got the mic'd up players and the coaches and all that, and they look at key moments in big games. They did a breakdown of the Lions-Chiefs game, and the turning point, I guess, was the Chiefs' drive after the Lions made it 20-17. The Lions went right down the field and scored 8 plays, 81 yards, all through the air, no incompletions, touchdown in the third quarter. The Lions didn't have a first down after that. The Chiefs, meanwhile, answered that touchdown with a touchdown of their own, and the Lions didn't do anything at the end of that game. But then they dropped this at the end of it, and we'll play some of this for you here. They dropped the following at the end of it, which felt like it was a smear campaign against Brian Branch.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I'm going to come to you for that after this. Okay, so ESPN put this out and or I'm sorry, NFL Films tweeted out that part you just heard right there. Now, let's be clear about what they're referencing. They're referencing a showed up by Brian Branch or showed up by Patrick Mahomes. That's the taunting that they didn't flag. Lit up or took a shot, sorry,
took a shot
from Juju Smith-Schuster. That's the crackback block that illegal they didn't block, flag. Yep. And they said Branch had a bad day or the Chiefs got away with some stuff. However you want to look at it, they tweeted that out promoting Turning Point. They took the tweet down. Turning Point is still up. You can see the whole thing. It is still on the ESPN website. But there's more to report on this story. Kang, what's the very latest?
So Pat McAfee, he said that he spoke to NFL Films and asked them about the Brian Branch video that was released and then taken down, the one they teased, right, through their Twitter account, or formerly Twitter, now X. They thought it was overly critical to Branch, so they took it down, probably because of all the feedback they were getting, because you're the ones who put it up there in the first place. Yep. They also said, according to Pat McAfee, that they also should have never put it up to begin with. Now, I have not checked since then if it's still the whole entirety.
The whole thing
is
still there. Okay. I just logged in and it's still there.
So, I mean, they only took down the promotional part, right. I guess, of it, but it's still there.
That's weak. I mean, you're saying, well, we took it down. Okay. Is it down? No, but we took it down.
We took down the tweet. Well,
what'd you take down? We took down the promotion of it, but it's still there. Oh, yeah.
So,
it's there in its entirety.
Look, player got suspended. He obviously crossed a line.
He deserved to be suspended.
But this coming from a branch of the NFL Films, feels like a smear campaign. Now, with that said, Birch Kid is at Elm Park. We'll ask him next if this has been a topic at all out there today. That is straight ahead. Our picks coming up a little bit later on. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope everybody's doing well on this Friday. We'll have some picks coming up in about 12, 13 minutes. Scott, when the Lions don't play on Sunday, does it dramatically change your Sunday?
No. I mean, sometimes it does, absolutely. But this Sunday, I don't know if it's going to do it this Sunday.
Nothing particularly big going on.
Had I not thrown my back out playing golf last Sunday, I would probably be playing golf on Sunday. Assuming the weather's good.
Yeah.
That would have been something would have been under consideration.
Kang, family man, two daughters, Sunday.
Yeah, like, what's wife telling you got to do?
It's a huge difference, man. When the Lions aren't on at one, that means I'm free. That means I'm available. And then when they're not on at all on Sunday, I'm available all day.
There you go. They're playing on Monday night, and the kid will be there covering it, the Birchie kid. Yes, we are merely Doug and Scott, and this is Will Birchfield. What's up, my man?
I appreciate that. Yeah. Not much, man. Just got back from practice. Some positive news to report on the injury front. Tyrion Arnold was back out there today, which was a bit of a surprise to see. Just a week after the Lions feared he might have been facing a potentially season-ending injury. Obviously, the follow-up reports were more optimistic, but this would suggest that there's at least a chance he could play on Monday night in the extra day. Probably only increases those odds. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But an encouraging sign for this defense, which obviously needs more bodies and more talented bodies in the secondary. So that was a sight for some sore eyes. And the way he was moving in a cone drill and sorry, we got some reporters flowing through here. So I apologize for any background noise.
But, it's quite all right.
Yeah, he was back out there, as was Taylor Decker.
It's Burkett, isn't it? It's Burkett.
It's all Burkett. Yeah, he's making an Burkett. Absolute ruckus as he comes through. The guy can't resist.
Yeah, he usually comes through with a marching band too. Watch out for that guy. I mean, it's exciting with that, but I mean, in all honesty, they have the bye week after this game. Would it behoove the Lions probably just to let him sit for another week and get the rest, or is this game so vitally important? You got to have all hands on deck.
It's a good question, and I don't want to speak for their thinking. You know, I obviously think the Bucks are limited themselves with some of their offensive weapons, and maybe that makes the Lions a little bit more comfortable to roll with the guys they have. The bye coming after this would also support the fact that maybe you get him out there and maybe you get Taylor Decker back out there. I will note on Terrion, he said yesterday in the locker room, just in sort of a casual setting, that he wasn't expecting to play. He felt like the team was going to play it safe. So probably still less likely than more likely that he plays, but we'll see how it shakes out Monday night.
Has there been any discussion about the video that was tweeted out and as part of Turning Point? I know some Lions players have now tweeted about it. They're not happy regarding Brian Branch and Turning Point, like, going at him.
Yeah, no, there hasn't been yet. We haven't been to the locker room today, so certainly we'll ask around when we get in there. Kelvin Shepard was asked about it at his press conference this morning. He hadn't seen it, or at least he said he wasn't aware of it yet. He said he obviously stands behind Brian Branch, and no matter what the NFL might be saying or twisting about him. So, no, I haven't heard a whole lot of reaction in response to that yet. Shep did say, though, that, you know, he sat down with Brian Branch this week, and I assure you he wasn't the only one to do that. But he said, first of all, like, he's missing him. You know, Branch isn't allowed in the building this week. He isn't allowed on the sidelines on Monday, so they won't see him again until next Tuesday. But before he was sort of shunned from the building, Shep had a chance to sit down with him, and he told him that at one point, you know, he kind of played the same way and towed the same line that Branch does as a highly emotional player that plays with an edge. And Shep told him, just understand, you have 60 minutes over the course of a game to, quote, do whatever you want to do to another man, and then kind of leave it right there. And he made the point that, you know, off the field, Branch is one of the most soft-spoken, politeful, respectful young men you'll ever meet, but emphasize to him, those 30 seconds in the national spotlight can entirely shape and change the way people perceive you, people view you. So just be mindful of that and remember how badly we need you on the field. I don't want to speak for Branch here, but part of me believes that he waited until after the game to take his well-deserved shot at Juju as a way to avoid costing his team 15 yards in the middle of action, and in the process cost his team himself for the ensuing game.
Yeah, one of the other visuals from that game that is hard to shake is that Kirby Joseph left the game and limping all over the place on the sideline, stays out for a while, but then comes back in like nothing ever happened. What's his status? How has he looked at practice?
Yeah, dude, I think they shot his knee with Red Bull inside that medical tent and then sent him back out there because he limped off the field, I agree.
Gives you
like
wings.
We weren't going to see him again that night. And then he comes out of that tent 10 minutes later and lays an absolute lick on Isaiah Pacheco. Like, came 15 yards charging up field just to lay the lumber on him. So he was not at practice today. And again, the game is Monday, so there's still a chance that he could practice tomorrow and get himself ready to go for Monday night. But that's a hard one to read. If you're asking me, I think it does behoove them in this case to give him the 2 weeks of rest and then get him right for the back half of the season. Again, I think it matters that the Bucs are entering this game without Godwin, without Ibuka, who was looking like a rising superstar, even without Bucky Irving. And if they can just keep a lid on Mike Evans, you feel like the secondary should be okay, even if it's missing its two star safeties.
Okay, you know, they don't lose two games in a row under Dan Campbell. They've seen
not allowed
it, but no. Yeah. Well, I was about to ask you, after a loss, is the building different? Like, is there a secret to the sauce? Do you sense anything from them after a loss?
No, I think that's part of why they haven't lost two games in a row in almost 3 years, because after a win or a loss, it's just back to work here, and it's back to striving for their standards, which are incredibly high. And certainly they want to get rid of the taste they had in their mouth last week. And I think they're looking forward to this stretch of games that includes not just Tampa, but on the other side of the bye, Minnesota and then Philly and Washington, knowing that they'll be tested pretty stiffly here over the next month. But No, this team is always highly motivated to play. And, you know, you look at the game last week, you know, really just a couple plays that were entirely uncharacteristic of this team that swung that game in the Chiefs' favor with some help from you-know-who. So I don't think they feel like they played terribly last week, and they're ready to fix it on Monday night, and they're always ready to go.
So I wonder, as a team as a whole, is there a different look to them in practice this week? Is it a more focused look from them? I can't imagine that losing does not sit well with them. So is this like a raring to get back on the field and prove everything wrong?
Yeah, you know, I think they feel some of that. I think they're raring to go. I think of one player in particular, in David Montgomery, who obviously only had 4 carries last week, which was the low of his time with the Lions, and no carries in the second half, just 2 second half touches. I can promise you that he is raring to go for Monday night. And, you know, it felt like at this time last week, all of the angst around the lack of touches for a certain player in the offense centered around J-Mo. And then, you know, he lines up Sunday night, catches 6 passes for 66 yards and a touchdown. And a week later, we seem to be fixating on Demo, and it would not shock me to see the Lions make a concerted effort to get David involved and keep him involved over the course of the game, no matter how the game script goes. You know, one interesting note on Demo is he has faced, I believe the last I looked, the third highest rate in the NFL this year of 8-man boxes. So when he's on the field, defenses are really committing to stopping the run, and maybe that has dissuaded the Lions a little bit from handing him the ball, but this is a guy that needs more touches than 6 over the course of a night, and needs more than 2 certainly in the second half. So in a game that feels like it could be decided in the mud between 2 physical defenses, this might be a Demo kind of night.
All right, when can we see you next on television?
You'll see me on Sunday morning for our usual Lions game day live slot. And then you'll see me possibly Sunday night. I should probably go consult the schedule. But you'll see me on there whenever you feel like it. Quick note for you guys entering this game. The matchup to me to watch here is how Graham Glasgow holds up against Vita Vea, who's obviously just like one of those rare defensive linemen that can wreck a game from the inside out, from like the dirtiest, muckiest parts of the defensive line. And it cracked me up yesterday when I was talking with Graham about Nada. He was like, the thing that stands out about him is that because he's short, he has good pad level and built-in leverage. And I went to look at how short Vita Vea is. He's 6'4". It gives you a sense of the scale for humans in the NFL, especially up front. And when I asked Graham if he's consulted Frank Ragnow for any advice on that matchup, because Frank had faced him so frequently the past couple of years, Graham said, nah, he's probably in like Canada fishing or something. So it sounds like Frank is living his best life. But the matchup to watch Monday night, offense, defense, to me is Glasgow versus Vita Vea.
Birch Kid, always good to hear from you. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Talk soon.
From the Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions, our reporter, the intrepid Will Bertrand. Let's pick some games. All right, Gator. Our guy Scott here, it's been hot of late, so keep riding that train. 8-4 in your last 2 weeks in picking games. On the year, my strength is NCAA football. I'm 14-7. The Car House Lock of the Week is 5-2. Overall, I'm 23-16 against the number. You're 18-21, which is improved.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, let's get that back over 500. Yeah. I will start. Interesting football game taking place in Boston. Boston College is a 1.5-point favorite over UConn. UConn is 4-2 with a top 15 offense. I will take the 1.5 in the Huskies.
Tonight we got a matchup taking place in Miami. The Hurricanes are hosting the Louisville Cardinals. The over-under set at 49.5. I like a lot of points scored in this game. I was looking at the spread, but I just didn't feel comfortable with giving up the points if I'm Miami. But I like the over 49.5 points.
Next up, game tonight, Big Ten. Minnesota is getting 7.5 at home taking on Nebraska. Nebraska, I think, is one of those Big Ten second echelon teams that is good. I think Minnesota can give them problems at home on a short week. I'll take the Gophers plus the 7.5.
They really don't have to row that far.
No.
I also, another game tonight. Cal is giving up 8 points at home against North Carolina. North Carolina, the Fighting Belichicks.
Yeah.
What do they got? I don't think they got enough. In fact, I think they're in such disarray. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week. Cal minus 8 against North Carolina.
All right, final game for me is the Carr House lock of the week. Two great defenses. They rank 11th and 12th in the country, BYU and Utah. Both top 30 offenses, BYU and Utah. BYU's at home with a quarterback who wears number 47 and his name Bear. They're getting 3.5. My Carr House lock of the week, Bear and BYU plus 3.5.
It's an underrated great rivalry game with really those two teams. My last college game, USC is getting 9.5 points as they travel to Notre Dame. I think it's a ton of points to give up. Now, Notre Dame may win this game, but I like USC getting those points. They are able to run the football, and they're able to stop the run, too, which is going to be key for them against Notre Dame.
Well, let's shift to the NFL. Indy plus 1.5 is playing in L.A. against the Chargers. I like Indy indoors. Indy likes being indoors. I'll take the 1.5 in the Colts.
Miami is at Cleveland, what might be just a big wind fest out there. The Dolphins are getting 2.5 points. I think with their little come to Jesus meeting that they had this week being played out in public with Tua and the rest of his team, I think they're going to be on the same page. I like them getting the 2.5 at Cleveland.
I got the same game, but they're going to have 20-mile-an-hour winds or worse. They're going to have sideways rain. I'll take the under 36.5 in that game.
Chicago is playing some pretty good football right now. I believe winners of the last three games. They are at home against New Orleans. The Bears are giving up 4.5 points. I just like what they're doing lately, and I don't think much of New Orleans.
Final game is, I think everybody's on board with the Giants because of the dart scataboo thing. Denver's too good. I'll take Denver and lay the 7 and go against the grain, the Giants.
People are off the bandwagon of the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. And they don't like them right now, but they're only a point favorite on the road at Minnesota. Who's playing quarterback for Minnesota? We don't know. J.J. McCarthy could be ready to go. I still like Philadelphia. I think they're a better team than what we've seen lately in the last couple of games, and they've lost. I'll take the Eagles minus 1 at the Vikings.
Those are our picks. Kang, every week you love a pick and you hate a pick. Which one do you like the most?
All right, I'm going to have to go with you only, Doug. Giddy forgot to send your picks to me, and I wasn't paying close enough attention to figure out which ones I like and don't like from you.
You're right. My bad.
All right, so Doug, you get the love and hate. The love, BYU, man. 3.5, I agree. They got a 44-year-old quarterback, you said?
No, he wears number 47.
Oh, okay, that was 47. Okay, sorry. And I don't like Indy, man. You got Indy plus 1.5 at Chargers. Usually that's a road game for Chargers home games, but I don't think Indy fans travel that well. I'll take Herbert and the Chargers.
There you go. Those are our picks every week for If I Bet It.
Sorry, King.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. A few things here, Gator. Getting caught up on baseball. Toronto has tied the series with Seattle. Road field advantage in full effect in that series. It's been weird.
Well, they've been 4 blowouts too, right?
Yeah, and they've all gone in favor of the road team. Well, okay then. Dodgers up 3-0. How do you feel about that Dodger team?
I don't like them. I don't like them at all. It's the best team money can buy, and I don't like that they've just outspent everybody else. It's the disparity of baseball, and I can't stand it.
That's sports and stuff. This is sort of sports related. Vanderbilt has a freshman basketball player named Chandler Bing.
Come on. Does he have an extra nipple?
On his person, you know how, like you'll hear, here's his stats, here's what his awards were, here's all that, and then personal. Under personal, he wrote, has never watched Friends.
Come on. Come on. His name is Chandler Bing, and he's never watched it?
Yep.
He's obviously aware.
Well, to say I've never watched Friends, I think that's probably because he gets asked all the time. I feel like this would be one of the cruelest tricks to play on a kid. Name your kid after a television character that, and then they proceed to, they don't watch, they know nothing about it. Because they'd spend their entire life explaining it.
I feel like Chandler was probably one of the least polarizing of the characters in the show. Like, everybody kind of liked Chandler. Right? There's nothing to dislike about him.
Didn't everybody like everybody on that show?
I think Ross is kind of a pain.
Neurotic.
Yeah, he's whiny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know.
So what kind of basketball player would Chandler Bing be?
Could he be any worse? I don't know.
Joey would be hard to coach because he couldn't understand anything.
Right, yeah. Right. But Joey's the most athletic of the three.
He would be the most athletic. He'd be the athletic guy that doesn't follow the play.
Yeah, I feel like Ross and Chandler would fit in the episode of The Office playing basketball.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Just completely.
There's no way his parents didn't watch Friends, right? Because why would you? But if they did, then why did they name their kid Chandler?
You know what I mean? Their name Chandler, but get the last name. Why would you do that to anybody?
That's what I'm saying.
Why do you do that?
They could not have watched Friends. That's the only reasonable explanation.
You're saying that it's just a coincidence. Cruel coincidence.
Yes, because if to purposely do that, what's wrong with you, parents?
Their parents do that stuff all the time, though.
Do
name
they?
Name their kids after TV characters?
Well, name their kids after something that you know the kid's going to be like, why did you do this to me at some point?
I knew a guy who worked in an office named Michael Bolton.
Here we go.
It's not his fault Michael Bolton sucks.
No, it's not his fault. Not his fault at all.
Why should I change my name?
Right.
Yeah. So Chandler Bing. And I am now suddenly... Now, I will tell you, he looks nothing like Chandler Bing.
No?
No. Huh. Wrong ethnicity.
Okay.
Starting there. 6'5".
And he's got no nubbin?
I don't know. There's no reference of the nubbin. Chandler Bing on the TV show, for people who did not know the TV show Friends, he was a character, and he had a third nipple called the nubbin.
He called it his nubbin.
Yeah. So anyway, there's that, which is probably far more interesting than the updates on the NLCS and the ALCS, because I'm still pained, Scott. I'm still pained.
It's all right. Root for Toronto. You'll be all right. Although that's tough for you.
It is tough for me. If Logan were playing, it'd be
completely
different.
But if he's less tough if he's not on the roster.
Yeah, he's not. He's on the taxi squad, so he could get activated next round. So that would be very cool, because the next round would be the World Series. Jesus.
Do you think what Jeff's doing right now is lazy, or is it just being he's so excited he doesn't have time?
He doesn't want to sit down?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, you could just grab a chair.
Yeah, I know, but the crosstalk lasts for like a minute. So lazy for sure.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. I was giving the benefit of the doubt. I said, you're just so raring to go. Let's go. Let's
Jeff
get after.
Jeff is a bald dude. You get it done.
Oh, thank you.
How's it feel, my brother?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's good. It's good. It's good. My wife finally is okay with it too. My daughter's okay with it. So that was the big hurdle.
Was it?
Well, yeah. What about you?
I had no hurdles whatsoever, and I wished I'd done it years earlier.
Yeah, it is quite freeing. Scott, why don't you try?
No, it's okay.
You got good hair.
That's why. So does a dog lick the top of your head at all?
Sometimes. Yeah, Bouncy's 14, so I let her do whatever she wants.
That's great.
Yeah.
Bouncy?
Yeah.
Bouncy.
Yeah, she's a shepherd pug, and she's getting up there. So what is 14 times 7? Do you want to do that?
Well, that's 98.
She's 98 in human years.
Nice job.
The sevens I'm okay with because it's football.
Nicely done.
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
We're going to talk about Scuba, kind of a different way to go about it. TJ Lang's going to join us at 3 o'clock. No Mike today. He's back on Monday. And who said it, guys? I love playing Who Said It. It's an honor, a privilege.
All right. We'll have some
fun. And other stuff.
Yep. I'll have a great show. Everybody have a great weekend. We leave you every Friday with the Friday Rant. Cater trying to get some more time in front of the TV. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.